Hi guys, my name is Sam and welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I am a little bit sick, so I apologize if my voice sounds kind of weird. I think I'm still understandable though, so please forgive me. Anyway, so here we go. So today's video is called Why People Are Buying Cartoon Cats on the Blockchain. And if you're not sure what even that means, you know, what is the blockchain? The blockchain is the system that a lot of cryptocurrencies are built on. And if you're saying, what is a cryptocurrency? You probably have heard of Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the most common, it was one of the first ones. And anyway, I don't want to get into the details. You can watch this video if you're unsure of what I'm talking about. But it's really interesting because it's essentially, it's exploring this new idea of limited quantities of digital things, right? Because we have limited quantities of physical things. But, you know, songs on the internet, for example, or a picture on the internet can be owned by an unlimited number of people. But now that's, or it's not changing, but they're now creating things that are designed to be held by only some people. Anyway, it's pretty interesting, I think. So give the video a watch if you're interested in that. And here we're going to get into our challenge. When I show you what I'm holding, some of you might see a simple cartoon. Some of you might see a complex piece of engineering. All right, so our first word is hold. Hold. And to hold something means to keep it in your hand. You know, like you can hold your phone, you can hold a bag, you can hold, you know, anything physical. So in the video, he's actually holding something. I think it's a piece of paper. He's saying, what I'm holding, some people might see a simple cartoon and some might see blah, 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 blah. He's holding it. Hold. And our next word is on hold. On hold. So what does it mean if something is on hold? There are a few different meanings. One common usage is when you're on the phone. If you're on hold on the phone, it means someone on the other end got off the phone, but they didn't hang up. They put you on hold. And then you hear that, you know, beep, 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 beep sound. That's when you're on hold. So you could say, I've been on hold for an hour now. Means you've been waiting there on hold for a long time. To put something on hold also means that you kind of put it to the side, that you don't worry about it, you don't deal with it, maybe usually temporarily. For example, you could say, we're going to put this issue on hold while we work on other more important things. So that means, all right, we're not going to deal with this right now. We need to put it on hold, which means put it to the side, right? Don't touch it for now. And we're going to do other things in the meantime. And next we have hold up. Hold up. And hold up actually has a lot of meanings, but I'm just going to introduce the most common one. And that is to be delayed. So if you get held up, so that's in the past tense, right? Hold, held. If you get held up, that means that you got delayed, you got slowed down by something. For example, you know, if someone says, why were you late? You could say, oh, I got held up on the way. It means that, oh, something happened on the way. Maybe, I don't know, you forgot your keys or you had to deal with something, you had to do something on the way, you got held up. Or if something is really slow, right? Let's say you're in line and you're waiting and it's taking a long time. You can say, what's the holdup? That means, why is this taking so long? What's the holdup? But say it in a nice way because it's good to be nice. And next we have cartoon. Cartoon. Remember this: the difference between this word cartoon and there's another word carton, which actually you don't pronounce the T that hard, but carton is how I say it, carton. That's with like one O. So don't get those two mixed up. This one is cartoon, where you do pronounce the T. Cartoon and carton, like a carton of milk. Right, but this is cartoon. So when you're a kid, you probably watched cartoons. I watched a lot of cartoons. And you might be thinking, what is the difference between a cartoon and an animation? That's a very good question. So animation, so firstly, an animation is any kind of moving picture video, basically, right? So it includes a lot of different kinds of animation. And cartoons are one kind of animation. Cartoons are the kind that are, you know, drawn and they are flat and usually, you know, colorful and all that stuff. And then there's another kind of animation called anime. Anime. And anime is specifically the Japanese style of cartooning. I think anime is a kind of cartoon as well. We call them Japanese cartoons or anime or manga. Manga is usually the printed ones, you know, like in comic books. We call those mangas. And if you watch anime, if you watch anime, that means that you watch like the videos, you know, like TV shows or movies, all that stuff. That's anime. And finally, we have complex and complicated. Complex and complicated. So be careful with this one, because complex as an adjective has the emphasis on the plex. Complex. But if you put the emphasis on the first syllable, it becomes a noun. If you say complex, it means something totally different. It actually has a couple meanings, but one of the meanings is like a building that acts like a hub for something, like a center. Like, for example, you often hear things like a student center at a university or a college, right? The student center, the activity center. You also often hear like the student complex, stuff like that. I mean, it's not exactly the same, but it's kind of a similar meaning. It's also like a building that has a particular purpose for that, you know, often on university campuses. I think you get the idea. Anyway, moving on. When it's used as an adjective, complex, it means that something has a lot of different pieces, a lot of layers, a lot of different, you know, components to something. So in the video, when he says, some of you might see a complex piece of engineering, I think I just pronounced it wrong, didn't I? Complex piece of engineering. That means that it's, I mean, to put it in a very simple way, it means it's a very not simple piece of engineering. It's kind of like the opposite of saying a simple piece of engineering. But you might be thinking, what's the difference between complex and complicated? So that's our final word, is complicated. And actually, a lot of native speakers use these interchangeably, and probably many of them couldn't tell you the difference. I actually had to double check on the internet, but there is one important difference, and that is complicated is kind of more, I don't want to say negative, but it kind of implies that something has a lot of pieces and is complicated in a bad way. For example, here's a perfect example. If you know the Avril Lavigne song, Complicated, you know, her line, why'd you have to go and make things so complicated? Anyway, if you don't know that song, why am I singing here? Basically, if you make something complicated, it kind of means that you make it hard to understand, or, you know, harder to understand than it should be. Whereas if something is complex, it just means that it has a lot of pieces or that it has a lot of layers. So something that's complex can still be easy to understand, but something that's complicated is kind of has the idea of, you know, being inefficient almost sometimes. Or yeah, just generally difficult to understand. So, you know, you often hear people say, like, you know, you can make things complex, but just don't make them complicated. Stuff like that. Anyway, that is it for today. I hope that explanation was clear today. Let me know in the comments what you guys thought. Let's read our sentence again and we'll wrap it up. When I show you what I'm holding, some of you might see a simple cartoon. Some of you might see a complex piece of engineering. That is all we have for today, everyone. Thank you very much for listening, my lovely, lovely VoiceTubers. Once again, I apologize for my weird voice today. I had the flu. I'm feeling a lot better now, but my voice is still, I'm still a little bit sick. It's still coming back. But let me know down in the comments, would you buy one of these, you know, complex piece of engineering cartoon cats? Would you get one? I think it's a cool idea, but I don't think I would get one. I don't know, but I'm curious. Would you get one? That is all we have for today. Thank you all one final time for listening, and I will see you guys on the next one. Bye.